The first human has officially been implanted with a Neuralink.
Throughout the rest of this episode, while I take you through the latest updates, I want you to think deeply about two things. Number one, whether or not you'd be willing to get a surgically implanted brain chip. And two, how life-changing this device can be for those who do choose to get them. Elon Musk just gave this Neuralink update a couple days ago on an X space.
Yeah, progress is good. Patient seems to have made a full recovery with neural effects that we're aware of, and is able to control the mouse, move the mouse around the screen just by thinking. So we're trying to get as many button presses as possible from thinking. So that's what we're currently working on is, you know, can you get left mouse, right mouse, like mouse down, mouse up, mouse, left button down, left button up, which is like kind of needed. Like you want to like click and drag something, you need the sort of mouse down and to hold on mouse down. And then there's, we want to have like more than just two buttons. So we're trying to make progress on that front, but overall it's looking very good.
Elon Musk says that his company Neuralink just implanted its first brain chip into a human brain.
I would love one, by the way. after the first couple thousand go through, I want one.
Yeah. You put one in?
Oh, 100%.
I would.
There are reports that Elon Musk has already had a chip implanted in the human brain in the USA.
Hey there. Welcome to this update episode from Neuropod, a channel covering everything related to Elon Musk's brain interface company, Neuralink. My name is Ryan Tanaka. And in this episode, we have many updates to go through.
I'll start with pictures from the team, giving us a peek inside Neuralink's headquarters. I'll discuss the first human implantation. I'll share a clip of Vladimir Putin sharing what he thinks of Elon Musk implanting a brain chip. Then I'll provide a comparison of Apple's Vision Pro product versus what Neuralink will enable in the future. Then I'll share a clip from Neuralink showing how they test their implants in the lab prior to implanting them in animals or humans. Then, I'll share what I believe is Neuralink's most underrated advantage. And I'll finish it up with Elon's response to my post on X about how Neuralink has moved their state of incorporation out of Delaware and to Nevada. This picture is a glimpse into Neuralink. Romina is with a handful of other engineers working late into the night, likely getting things prepped prior to the first human implantation. And these are just five of the many team members committed to help those with brain and spine problems. Neuralink is still a fairly small company, with around 400 employees that work at offices in Silicon Valley, California, and Austin, Texas. And another post from Sam caught my attention. He says, Neuralink has a squat rack now, and it's packed at 7:30 p.m. on a Friday. Very bullish. This post was made in good fun, but the public needs to realize the team is determined. From what I've gathered, the company culture is much like at Tesla or SpaceX. After a nice gym session, it's not uncommon to work late into the night actually working on critical projects, rather than being bored or spending time trying to figure out a project to work on next. Also, I don't know about you, but all else being equal, I'd rather get a brain implant built by a team that doesn't skip leg day. And one more quick pick from Brandon. I forgot to include this in the December update. Take a look at their office Christmas tree, and specifically look at the tree topper. This is the covering from an R1 surgical robot, the same type of medical robot Neuralink custom made to perform their first in-human implantation. This is the moment we have long awaited. According to Elon Musk, the first human received an implant from Neuralink and is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection. The goal for this first implantation is to help a person with quadriplegia directly control a computer or smartphone with his or her mind. Yes, mind control.
Imagine the joy of connecting with your loved ones, browsing the web, or even playing games using only your thoughts. This is made possible by placing a small, cosmetically invisible implant in a part of your brain that plans movements. The device is designed to interpret your neural activity so you can operate a computer or a smartphone by simply thinking about moving. No wires or physical movement are required.
Prior to this human trial beginning, the team has done extensive testing on these brain implants in the lab and in rats, pigs, sheep, and monkeys. You may have seen a few years ago, the team showcased this mind control application by implanting two chips in a monkey to play a video game with no external controllers. Now they're doing something very similar, but in a human.
Our goal is to enable a person with paralysis to use a computer or phone with their brain activity alone.
The simple explanation for how this tech works is that a neurosurgeon cuts open a quarter-sized hole in the skull. Neuralink then uses their surgical robot to sew these very tiny threads into the brain tissue. Those threads detect the electrical activity from the neurons. After the threads have been placed, Neuralink uses their little coin-sized package to cover the hole in the skull. And then it processes the information from the brain before sending it via Bluetooth to a nearby computer. If you want more detailed information about how this all works, subscribe to my page as I'm making an explainer video that will cover this in more detail. The simple way to think of this is that for this application, the Neuralink is like a replacement for the mouse and keyboard. Instead of using a mouse to click on buttons and the keyboard to type, you'd interface with the computer with the Neuralink. Of course, leading to the name for this technology, brain-machine interface. If a Neuralink can both read your brain activity and stimulate new brain activity, you can start to see there are endless possibilities for what this brain-machine interface could enable in the future. Craving an ice cream while on a diet? Boop, turn that off. Want to travel back in time 20 years ago? Boop, you're there. And that's why this first in-human implantation is such a historic moment. Later this year, there will be more humans with Neuralinks, and according to documents provided to investors, the team has ambitious aspirations to ramp to tens of thousands of implants before the end of the decade. Before we know it, this technology will be much more widely adopted, and eventually young kids will grow up in a world where these brain chips are completely normal. Think about the freedom this provides for this patient, a freedom to explore the digital world, a freedom that most of us take for granted. In the future, a Neuralink can help you control your Tesla telepathically. And with a little imagination, you can start to see there are literally endless possibilities for what this brain-machine interface could enable. It can let you quasi-teleport by having you feel all the sensations you'd feel if you were on top of Mount Everest. It can enable the uploading of your mind. It can give you perfect memory of prior life events. If someone else also has a Neuralink, you can communicate to them without speaking. And that's not all. You can truly experience immersive virtual reality without a clunky headset. And even more fascinating, in the longer term, the team wants to wirelessly bridge the gap around a spinal cord break to transfer signals from neurons in the brain to neurons in the spinal cord. And by doing this, the person would be able to walk again. Yeah, a paralyzed person walking again. Achieving this first milestone was not easy, and everything to come will also not be easy.
Elon Musk's Neuralink faces a federal probe over potential animal welfare violations. That is according to documents reviewed by Reuters and sources familiar with the investigation and company operations.
Despite the scrutiny from naysayers, the misleading headlines in the media, and even criticism from industry experts, the team got approval from the FDA and actually implanted this invasive medical device in a human. Congratulations to the team on this wonderful achievement. The team is continuing to accept applications to their patient registry, which is the only way to be considered for their future clinical trials. That page can be found at www.neuralink.com/patient-registry. Now moving on to something I didn't have on my bingo card. Russian President Vladimir Putin was interviewed by American political commentator Tucker Carlson, and they discussed his thoughts on AI. He brought up Elon Musk and referenced the first in-human Neuralink implant, likely considering how this type of technology will be relevant in the context of war. This should come as no surprise, as technological advancements tend to progress more rapidly if they have applications in the gaming, adult entertainment, or defense industries. I cut up this clip with the intent to make it easier to listen to while leaving the necessary context. But if you want to listen to the whole thing, you can find the link to the full interview in the description.
There are reports that Elon Musk has already had a chip implanted in the human brain in the USA.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think there's no stopping Elon Musk. He will do as he sees fit. I think he's a smart person, I truly believe he is. Humanity has to consider what is going to happen due to the newest development in genetics or in AI. One can make an approximate prediction of what will happen. But as soon as we realize that the threat comes from unbridled and uncontrolled development of AI, or genetics, or any other field, the time will come to reach an international agreement on how to regulate these things.
These comments echo many of the concerns Elon Musk and other world leaders have shared. AI development should be regulated, and at a minimum, the public should be educated about the realm of possible dangers that AI could pose. However, regardless of how people feel about the dangers of AI, there's one certainty. AI-related developments are not going to stop anytime soon. Ultra-high production, Hollywood-type movies are going to be produced at the click of a button soon, and virtual reality products from tech giants are hitting the market more frequently. The latest of which is Apple's Vision Pro headset. Famous YouTuber Casey Neistat was one of the first to get his hands on Apple's nearly $4,000 Vision Pro headset, and after he took it around New York City's Times Square, here was his reaction.
In that moment, I was like, holy shit, this is it. This is the future of computing that everyone's been promising for like the last 15 years. This is something that like let me like truly peek into where we're at, where all of this is going. This isn't the like the future of AR or VR. I think this is the future interface for all computing. I think when they figure out how to make these not be these heavy $4,000 metal ski goggles, but you know, maybe they look like these glasses or something even smaller, that is what it'll be. In the morning, you won't remember your phone. You put it on and then that's it.
It's intriguing to hear that he's so enthusiastic about this headset. But I believe it's important to ask, what's the potential here? Is it possible to pack all this advanced tech into a lightweight headset for something that is reasonably priced? And even if it is possible, what's the potential ceiling on what that product could do? It's worth considering that all the crazy sci-fi ideas of teleportation, time travel, downloading your life experiences, and more are only going to be possible with advanced, surgically implanted devices, at least in the way where our brains are truly fooled. Elon said this on X, "If there are advanced Neuralinks in the future, there will be many flashback experiences to the past. You will be able to experience not just your past, but any real or fictional reality." According to initial reports, Apple's received around 200,000 orders for the headset, representing a little under $1 billion of revenue. Though many reviewers agree that the tech in the Vision Pro is simply amazing, the reviews for the headset have been mixed, from more tempered reviews from Marquise Brownlee and The Verge to more optimistic from Casey Neistat and Cleo Abram.
There's lots of other little things that are obvious, like weight reduction. Please, of course.
What about teleporting to see other people right now, like in real life, and feel like that's real? That's the future that I most want with this tech.
They say the eye tracking, the spatial audio, and the display are each individually very compelling. But when you wear the device for hours at a time in your typical office setting, it's just probably not worth the high price tag. Hopefully, the cheaper version will be of better value. When compared to Meta's Oculus Quest 3 at 1/7 the price, you'd expect way, way more functionality. But that's not what you get. Instead, you get higher-end materials with more or less the same amount of functionality. Nevertheless, this isn't the important comparison. Instead, we need to think about how all of these wearable headsets that are being released today and in the next 10 years will compare to an advanced Neuralink. Here's a simple example of what I mean. In this video, Judner from Your Average Consumer shows that he can control a Tesla with the Apple Vision Pro.
Vision Pro, Tesla, let's see if we can control that car from here. Oh, that's kind of crazy. That's crazy. Woo-wee. It's coming to me, that's nuts.
Yo, we just got it over here. In our mind.
He makes this entertaining, and it feels next level to control your car without pressing a button. But in reality, the actual cool and difficult part was all done by Tesla. The Tesla is the one avoiding obstacles. Tesla is the reason you can control your car from the app in the first place. Now, consider how this would play out if you had a Neuralink. You could do the exact same thing, and instead of using cameras to detect your fingers and then using that input to control the car, you could super directly control the car with your mind. This same thing applies to controlling any Internet of Things type device. Mark Zuckerberg even seems to realize that this is the case, but he's probably hesitant to make the full leap given the not-so-great public perception of Facebook.
And it's only going to get crazier. So, I mean, some of the stuff that we're working on, I mean, there's always this question of, like, how do you talk to the AI? Where it's like today, okay, you type on a computer or phone, and on the glasses you speak to it. And one of the wilder things that we're working on is this neural interface.
Then he went on to add this, more specifically alluding to Neuralink.
And I don't mean like a chip that you jack into your brain. I think that, maybe in the future someone will do that, but I wouldn't want to use version one of that, right? I mean, let me just say, right? I think you might want to wait until that one's pretty mature.
Would you trust an implanted brain chip from Meta? I think some great questions to consider in the shorter term were asked by Nilay at The Verge, and they align with what Elon's been asking all along. Do we really want a display strapped to our heads directly in front of our eyes?
Is using the Vision Pro so good that I'm willing to mess up my hair every time I put it on? Is it so good that I want to lug around this giant carrying case instead of my laptop bag? Is it so good that I want to look at the world around me through screens instead of with my own eyes?
Oddly enough, having implanted brain chips is, in my opinion, going to be normalized enough that people strongly prefer them over wearing headsets. And in fact, already, the very first Neuralink implanted in a human is giving a patient the power of telepathy in a way that is more advanced than what any headset offers today. Elon posted this on X. The first Neuralink product is called Telepathy. Enables control of your phone or computer, and through them, almost any device, just by thinking. Initial users will be those who have lost the use of their limbs. Imagine if Stephen Hawking could communicate faster than a speed typist or auctioneer. That is the goal. This is much faster than the time it takes to type or click with the Vision Pro. Even setting the comparison aside, what type of new product or company has this much potential? The team's working on ways to help blind people see, deaf people hear, and also help those with dementia, depression, seizures, and other neurological disorders. This is a clip from Neuralink showing how they test their implants in the lab prior to implanting them in animals or humans. You can see the little coin-sized N1 implant is submerged in a fluid, then placed in a tray before being stored in a cabinet. Neuralink says this ages their implants at 4x speed. Now, I'm no expert in how this works, so I spoke with James Dauma to hear his explanation in easy-to-understand language.
Anything you implant inside the body can be a pretty harsh chemical environment. Two things are going to happen. One is the body's going to degrade the device really, really quickly. And the other thing that happens is the body's going to have a really severe immune reaction to it, right? And both of these are things you don't want. You can see that in these containers here, they've got individual neural links, and they're inside these little translucent but sealed containers. The thing that they're plugging it into, these are automatic shutoff valves. So this is like a two.
If you're interested in hearing our full discussion, check it out on X, where I've been posting several videos exclusively. In fact, the last 4 Neuropod videos have only been posted on X, so if you only watch here or listen with your podcast player, please go follow me there, at Neuropod. These videos are discussions with James, where he's helped break down other aspects of Neuralink science and engineering. Earlier, I said I'll share what I believe is Neuralink's greatest advantage. It's their talented employees, both current talent and access to future talent. This is a telling statistic shared by Neuralink HR team member, Joe. Neuralink has seen a 100% acceptance rate from our intern offers over the past 12 months. This speaks volume about the impact undergrads and grads can have at the company. However, identifying exceptional candidates from the thousands of applications we receive is our number one challenge. This is a great challenge to face. The talent advantage is what leads to excellent outcomes across the board. This is the reason the team is developing devices that have orders of magnitude more capability than prior state-of-the-art devices. This is the reason the animals are treated extremely well. The reason the robot can be designed from scratch. The reason the needle design can be modified rapidly. And the reason we have so much more to look forward to. As I've mentioned before, when you have a team of all-stars working on projects together, they amplify each other. Think about when you're working on a group project. If everyone's aligned on an end goal, everyone asks great questions, everyone finishes their tasks quickly, and everyone's willing to put up a little extra effort, the project's going to get completed very well and very quickly. Elon responded to my post on X saying, "All companies should move out of Delaware." Now let's fill in some of the backstory. The primary news is that Neuralink has officially changed its state of incorporation from Delaware to Nevada. This move was made after a Delaware judge, Kathleen McCormick, delivered a bogus and biased ruling and invalidated his Tesla pay package that sparked these messages from Elon Musk. Elon says, "Change your state of incorporation out of Delaware before they lock the doors. They are currently blocking John Malone from changing incorporation from Delaware to Nevada." Elon also added that Nevada is a better choice than Texas for most companies, but Tesla is physically headquartered in Texas, so it makes more sense for them. Since then, SpaceX has announced it is now incorporated in Texas as well. I stated that this ruling from Chancellor McCormick is bogus and biased because 80% of Tesla shares represented voted in favor of Elon's pay package. She also used some rather unusual language to start off her statement. She opens with, "Was the richest person in the world overpaid?" and later surfaces other irrelevant points to play activist rather than to be an impartial judge. Lastly, she's the same judge that oversaw the Twitter takeover lawsuit in 2022. She ruled against Musk then as well. Now, I must also admit, I am biased myself. I'm an ardent supporter of Elon Musk, Neuralink, Tesla, and X. I invest in Elon whenever I can, and I started Neuropod in the first place because I support Elon and Neuralink. Of his companies, I most resonate with Neuralink's mission to help solve neurological disorders. Nevertheless, this is not the first time Elon's demonstrated that bogus moves won't be tolerated, and he'll take immediate action. In this case, it means reincorporating Neuralink in Nevada. Neuralink is always hiring.
For example, the team is looking for an experienced machine learning engineer to develop novel neural decoders to increase control speed and accuracy, improve reliability, and expand functionality. This position and most other positions would require no prior experiences working in the medical field. You can apply with the link down below in the description.
If you're passionate about the mission to help with these conditions and/or build a truly game-changing tech product, check out the careers page at neuralink.com/careers. And here's an update on their latest follower count on X and LinkedIn, plus their employee count.
If you enjoyed this video and want to stay informed about Neuralink, please follow me on X and subscribe on YouTube. Again, my name is Ryan Tanaka. Thanks for listening, and thank you to the Neuralink team for ushering in this inspiring future.